Say, if you've seen a friend that you haven't seen in years, what might you say to them about meeting them?
Haven't seen you in a long time.
All right. To see you.
Glad to see you.
Have you ever heard people around here use proud that way?
Proud to see you, yeah.
What if they were inviting somebody over to his house?
You'd do us proud to come over here.
Say if a man owns 1,000 acres of land, talking about the quantity of that, you'd say he sure owns a
proud amount of land.
Anything else?
A great pride of land.
What about saying something like, that sure is a right smart land he's got?
Mm-hmm. Especially at an average IQ about 125 an acre.
But you would call that a
freak.
Well,
right, smart piece, actually.
Okay. Could you use that expression about anything else besides land?
Mm-hmm. Right, smart.
Yeah.
He's a right, smart person.
What do I mean quantity?
He's got a right, smart number of bulls or cattle or something like that. A right, smart number of trees.
If you wanted to say something stronger and more enthusiastic than just yes, what would you say?
Sure.
Okay. Or if you wanted to be polite to an older man, you wouldn't just say yes, you'd say?
Yes, sir.
To a woman?
Yes, ma'am.
Say, if somebody intensely disliked to go somewhere, you'd say he dreaded the place.
He just wouldn't go.
Or fill in the blank, he dreaded the place.
Highly dreaded.
What about if you went outside in the morning and it was not just a little cold, it was
downright cold.
Or it was cold.
Freezing cold.
Would you ever say, it's real cold out here?
Yes, sir.
It's what?
It's real cold out here.
Okay. Let's say if you were sawing wood, no, if you were driving nails and you accidentally did one of these, what might you say after
God
you go through school? So,
just bent the nail. I just busted my hand. Matched my thumb.
If you were sitting there at the table eating one of Kathy's most devastatingly delicious dishes.
Devastatingly delicious dishes.
And this dog came through an open door and grabbed it in his mouth and ran out with it, what would you probably say?
Poor dog.
I mean, what if this was something you really wanted and you were anticipating sinking your teeth into?
Son of a bitch, bring that back here.
What if somebody's been talking about you, spread malicious rumors, something you didn't appreciate? If it got back to you, somebody told you about it, what might you say about hearing that?
Well, I have to sell that son of a bitch.
Have you ever heard anybody say something like, what idea that you say something like that?
The very idea of that, yeah.
Would a woman or a man be more likely to say that?
More likely a woman. Man would just get a shotgun and go do the job.
Say if you met a friend of yours on the street somewhere downtown, what would you say in the way of greeting him?
Huh? Hello, where you been?
Okay. Would you say anything to a stranger?
Yeah, you might say something like that to someone like that.
Like what?
Well, I'd probably introduce myself first. I've noticed you're around town. I just, you know.
Or, I mean, you know, you're just walking along the street. And you just have to catch up to somebody.
You might say, how are you, or something like that.
Okay. Or say if people have been over to visit you and they're about to leave, you might say, well, I hope you'll
come back and see us soon.
Or why don't you come sometime?
Come back soon.
Or come
over here again. Come visit again.
Around this time of the year, December 25th, you greet somebody by saying,